Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. The Obama administration says it will pause a $500 million Pentagon-led program to train and equip Syrian rebels who are fighting the Islamic State militants. Meantime, a top Syrian rebel commander says he thinks recent rebel success on the battlefield could lead to an escalation in Russian military intervention. Jamie Detmer has our report.
General Salim Idris is a man divided. He's jubilant at the successes Free Syrian Army rebels have notched against President Bashar al-Assad, whose forces launched ground offensives with support from Russian warplanes this week. The biggest Syrian government offensive is near Hama.
The regime lost more than 20 tanks, lost a lot of soldiers and officers and vehicles.
Idris says he fears that now that the Russians are intervening, the West will reduce its overall support of the Syrian revolution, not wanting to become embroiled in a Cold War-style proxy war. The future of the revolution can only be decided, the general says, by those fighting on the ground. Jamie Detmer for VOA News, Gaziantep, Turkey.
General Hossein Hamadani, senior Iranian Revolutionary Guard commander, has been killed in Syria, where he advised Syrian troops in the northeastern region of Aleppo. Iran has provided military and political support for President Bashar al-Assad during the four-year-long civil war. AP reporting that a mayor says a group of suspected jihadists attacked a village in central Mali, killing a local official in front of his family. Haruna Bellum says the attackers were suspected members of the radical Messina Liberation Movement, which has been blamed for other attacks targeting military and civilians. This is VOA News. United Nations Security Council passed a resolution on Friday to authorize European Union and countries outside the EU to board, search, and seize vessels suspected of human trafficking in the Mediterranean Sea off the coast of Libya. 15-member council adopted the measure drafted by Britain to counter the refugee crisis in Europe. Resolution also authorizes the use of force. Matthew Rycroft is Britain's ambassador to the UN.
Any action will be proportional, in keeping with the limits authorized by this resolution, and used solely against the smugglers and empty boats. Any migrants encountered as part of the operation will be taken to Europe as part of established procedures.
In the past, the EU focused on search and rescue operations in the Mediterranean. But with this year's overwhelming flood of migrants from Syria, Iraq, and other hotspots in the world, thousands have ended up dying at sea while trying to reach Europe. World Health Organization and United Nations Children's Fund urging the government in Ukraine to give the immediate go-ahead for a life-saving nationwide polio vaccination campaign. Lisa Schlein reports.
6 weeks after a polio outbreak, and despite repeated requests by aid agencies, Ukrainian authorities still have not given permission for a nationwide vaccination campaign to begin. WHO communications officer Oliver Rosenbauer tells VOA the political indecision could cost the lives of many children.
Time is absolutely of the essence. The longer this virus is allowed to circulate, the higher the risks that you are going to see more children paralyzed by this disease.
Two children, aged 10 months and 4 years, were confirmed to have polio on September 1st in southwest Ukraine. Neither child had been vaccinated against it. This is the first polio outbreak to hit the country in 19 years. The WHO says just one case constitutes an outbreak and must be dealt with rapidly. Otherwise, it says the crippling disease could spread like wildfire. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Here in the U.S., President Obama met privately on Friday with the families of 8 students and 1 instructor gunned down at a community college last week in the state of Oregon. After the family meeting, Mr. Obama said the country will have to, in his words, figure out how to stop things like this from happening. A crowd of pro-gun protesters greeted Mr. Obama as he arrived in Oregon to console the families of victims of that mass shooting in Roseburg. President Obama has been calling for stronger gun control in the aftermath of the shooting. 2015 Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to 4 organizations composing the Tunisian National Dialogue Quartet.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
to another hour of the best of jazz past and present in conversation with two of the great young masters of modern jazz pushing the music forward in the 21st century, Will Calhoun and Mark Carey, here on Jazz America. There's a term in music and in art in general, and that is pushing the envelope. In other words, looking for new space and new styles and making the music or any art form evolve, whether it wants to or not. Well, that is the case with the young artists that we'll be talking to this hour here on VOA's Jazz America. Drummer Will Calhoun and keyboardist Mark Carey. I caught up with them after their performance at the Detroit Jazz Festival this past Labor Day holiday weekend, and I'll share their thoughts and their forward-thinking music with you this hour as well. But they learned from the masters how to push the envelope, and one of the gentlemen who pushed that envelope as much, if not more, than any other in jazz history, has a birthday on the 10th of October. He was born in 1970. He is Thelonious Sphere Monk. Thelonious Monk, the great keyboardist and forward-thinking composer, broke new ground like nobody else ever has. I want to give you a taste of that right now as we celebrate his birthday with one of his most inventive songs, the song entitled I Mean You. Recorded in 1948 with the help of Milt Jackson on the vibes and Shadow Wilson on the drums. The great Thelonious Monk. We remember him and celebrate his birthday this weekend and right now on VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
When you treat the one you love like they are not, who you gonna call while you're on your own? You built the bet you burned right within your home. You had somebody who loved you. What did you do? You had somebody who loved you. But you put them who normally.
You left somebody who loved you.
Now they're gonna do the same to you. Now they're gonna do the same to you. The same to you. The same to you. They're gonna do the same. The same to you. The same to you. The same to you. They're gonna do the same. What you gonna get while you're moving on to some other kind of thrill, but the thrill is gone. Say you're gonna be fine while you're on your own. You left the one you love right there alone. You had somebody who loved you. What did you do?
You had somebody who loved you.
But you put them through money.
You left somebody who loved you.
Now they're gonna do the same to you. They're gonna do the same to you. The same to you. The same to you. They're gonna do the same. The same to you. The same to you.
Same to You is the name of that song. The artist is the great vocalist, composer, and pianist Melody Gardot from her new release, Currency of Man. Hope you enjoyed that new music. Very jazzy, though not purely straight-ahead jazz, I would say. She's another of those artists who's taking jazz elements and incorporating it in her music, improvisation, horns, and
Great grooves and rhythms that are purely jazz, and her voice very jazzy in nature. Well, she's one of those who's also pushing the envelope, as is one of our special guests we'll talk to right now, backstage at the Detroit Jazz Festival, Will Calhoun, the great composer, band leader, and percussionist, and very inventive young artist in jazz. Let's learn about some of the artists that he took his lessons from here on VOA's Jazz America. Will Calhoun, I will say, is one of those who is redefining what jazz can be and is at this point in history.
We don't own the art. We have to pass it on. And it's very important in passing it on that if you own General Motors and your son's coming up after you and you're training him to be CEO of General Motors, you're leaving him with something. Mm-hmm. You brought the company to this point, mm-hmm. and your role as his father and as the company builder is to make sure he takes it another 40 or 50 years. Mm-hmm. So you give him those ingredients to do that. Mm-hmm. And that's how I feel with Elvin and Max and R. Blakey and so many of these musicians did for me. Art told me, you play the music the way you feel it. We need you in this music. Mm-hmm. I was still young. I wasn't even a great jazz player at all. Mm-hmm. But I was at all the shows and I was studying. And they said, no, it's your, you know. And I had people like Wayne Shorter tell me, you know, you have to find your voice in the choir.
Mm, yes, without a doubt. Oh, man, talking to Wayne Shorter is like talking to the Buddha.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't say a lot, but he says, I toured with him. I played on his record. I'm trying to think of the name of it now. I'm sorry, it escapes me. I toured with him and I played. He won a Grammy for that record.
High Life,
thank you. But being with Wayne was invaluable, more than recording with him or touring mm-hmm. with him. And I asked him about Miles and Art Blakey and mm-hmm. Weather Report and all of these things. And he's a student of life.
Mm-hmm. No doubt about
and,
it.
And the information that he was offering me was so far beyond the saxophone. Styles of music, and he's the one, you know. He said, I don't have to like it, Will. You have to like it. You have to feel like it's your voice. And Roy Haynes told me, you know, you don't make music or take things to people to sanction.
Well said. Oh my goodness. I remember the first time I ever met him, I approached him as I did you, Will, and I kind of apologize for this. I had my recorder in hand. I wanted to speak to you, so I wanted to speak with him. And before I could say a word, he just started talking. We have a problem in this world right now because we don't have the right leaders. I went, okay, but I was going to ask you something. Something, man.
But he's right.
And he's on stage and he's talking. And he's just imparting information. He's speaking the nebulous. He's putting into words something that cannot be expressed in words as best he can. And I'm listening to every word he's saying. And I know you were blessed to be able to listen to those words. Bill Calhoun, exhibiting his love of African rhythms and melody with the song Afrique Kané from his album Life in This World. And he mentioned working with Wayne Shorter on his Grammy Award-winning album High Life. Well, here's a taste of that right now with the song On the Milky Way Express on Jazz America from VOA 1. Well, I hear that they've just discovered there's water on Mars, so maybe sometime in the future we'll be traveling there. And if we do, I want to travel there with Wayne Shorter. I have a feeling he knows a little bit about traveling in space. On the Milky Way Express from his Grammy Award-winning High Life album with Will Calhoun joining him on drums, the great Wayne Shorter. More from another of our young artists we spoke with at the Detroit Jazz Festival, Mark Carey, coming up this hour here on Jazz America. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you. And here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice. So write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received, which reads as follows, with the subject line, New Listener. I like the program. I'm listening to your program in Bishoftu, Ethiopia. on local radio station Shager FM 102.1 based in Addis Ababa. I like jazz music as well as your program. I've got one question. Is your program only on Saturday or all over the weekdays? Tomorrow in Ethiopia, we have a cross celebration. It's outside festival, outside home. There will be a bonfire and also church songs. If you want, I'll send you some photos. Abby Mock. Well, thank you so much, Abby. And yes, I'd love to have those photos. Thank you very much. Very generous. And I would generously like to give you some music right now and thank you for listening. And as far as When Jazz America is aired, yes, it is a weekend program. I'd love to be able to present it to you every single day, but for the time being, weekends only, so enjoy. Now, here's some music just for you and everyone celebrating the festival in Ethiopia or anywhere around the world. And in celebration of the birthday of one of the greats of jazz today, who's embraced Latin jazz in a major way, the man from Chicago, the master of the vibes and marimba, Dave Samuels. Dave has a birthday on the 9th of October. He was born in 1948. And as I said, he's embraced Latin jazz in a major way with his band, the multi-Grammy award-winning Caribbean Jazz Project. They've been known for taking jazz standards and giving them a Latin flavor. Here's their version of the classic Stolen Moments, the Caribbean Jazz Project with birthday boy Dave Samuels on Jazz America.
like you better than that first cup of coffee. I like you better than licking the spoon. I like you better than finding a shady spot in the middle of June. I like you better than real maple syrup. I like you better than a hip new tune. I like you better than dancing at night by the light of the silvery moon. Better than laughing out loud. Better than singing in front of a sellout crowd. Better than eating out of grandma's pot. Better than finding where X marks the spot. I've connected the dots and discovered you got something that makes me like you a lot. I like you better than walks in the country. I like you better than a small town parade. I like you better than skinny dipping in the creek when it's 100 degrees in the shade. Better than waves on the shore. Better than trying on every hat in the store. Better than reading a really good book. Better than getting a second look. All these words that it takes just to tell you I'm hooked. Baby, you really got me shook. Hey, 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 we'll be right back.
The question is, how does a single voice, a singer, stand out in front of a big band? Well, they just have an awesome voice. That's the way you do it. And Renee Marie, one of the really emerging fantastic singers in jazz today, certainly has that voice and showed it off on the song I Like You in front of the H2 Big Band from the brand new album It Could Happen. Hope you enjoyed that here on Jazz America. This is Russ Davis, and let's continue our conversation backstage at the Detroit Jazz Festival with another of the up-and-coming young voices in jazz today, keyboardist Mark Carey. After we hear his comments, we'll hear more music from his latest release, his celebration of the Fender Rhodes piano, the electric piano, Rhodes Ahead Volume 2. I got the master keyboardist Mark Carey in my presence here. Smile on his face after a wonderful set filled with great spirit, wonderful playing, cool tunes, lots of variety here at the Detroit Jazz Festival. Great to see you, my friend.
Thank you. Very kind.
As you said, in that 15-year time period of finding your own voice, your own sound, and finding an instrument through which you could exhibit your own feelings. You found the Fender Rhodes, it seems. I remember Chick Corea, Herbie Hancock both telling me, Miles said, here, play this, and they both kind of said, well, what I want to do with this toy?
Yeah.
Then they fell in love with it. So from the minute you first played it, you fell in love with it?
Yeah, I fell in love with the Rhodes immediately. I mean, the bell tone that it has, it's a very ethereal sound. You know, it lends to the ether, you know, the spiritual. So for me, that whenever I'm trying to reach for that, you know, I either really go for the Fender Rhodes or a really good piano that I can, you know, get that sound from. But I love the Fender Rhodes, and I'm really happy to herald, you know, Harold Rhodes created that, you know. It's like
magical moment.
Magical, man. And you know, my real reason for loving this instrument is because it converts negative energy into positive energy.
Mm.
The original Fender Rhodes was created from post-war playing parts.
And it leads me to ask you some thoughts about your latest release.
Rhodes Ahead is it's obviously Volume 2. So 15 years ago, I created me, Terry Ungulley, and Taurus Mateen created Volume
what
1.
That's a crazy group. I love those guys too.
And we didn't necessarily know it was going to be a project like that. We got together one day and recorded, and come to find out we had a project that really was something special. And so to revisit that, it took some coordination, you know, because everybody's doing different stuff now. But we've been talking for the last 15 years about working the project, and then we lost the legs for the first one. And it became like a kind of an underground piece that wherever I go, people talk about that piece. So, you know, doing Volume 2 was a no-brainer for me. It was just really trying to coordinate with them, with the group, you know, to do it, you know, on a high scale this time, you know.
Mark, thank you so much.
I really appreciate
your time and respect your music and your artistry. Thank you for sharing it with us and your thoughts today, too.
My pleasure.
And we'll see you soon. Hope you had fun in Detroit today.
Indeed. Thank you so much.
Okay. The inventive sound of Mark Carey's music, Astral Flight 17, from his new release, Roads Ahead, Volume 2. Here's the music of a Detroit native and a great saxophonist who, by the way, celebrates his 55th birthday on the 9th of October, and he performed the song you're about to hear with the Pat Metheny Trio as part of the special presentation with Pat Metheny, his four shows as artist in residence at the Detroit Jazz Festival. Here's Kenny Garrett with Sing a Song of Song on Jazz America from VOA1. Great Kenny Garrett and Sing a Song of Song, one of his wonderful compositions from his album Songbook. This is Russ Davis. I certainly hope you've enjoyed getting the thoughts and the music of two of the young masters of jazz today, Mark Carey and Will Calhoun, and one of the established masters of jazz, Wynton Marsalis, celebrates his 54th birthday on October the 18th, and we'll celebrate with him on the next Jazz America. And we'll share lots of his great music as we talk to the NEA Jazz Master, Musical Director of Jazz at Lincoln Center, trumpeter, composer, educator, and one of the most influential men in jazz today, Wynton Marsalis, on the next Jazz America. Join me then, won't you?